the core idea of couch then and now, wow, I'm a bit stunned. Sorry, the core idea is, because I'm currently reflecting the change between 2008 and now, and there's a lot of things that have changed in the sense that we are now understanding couch better than we did then. Even though we already had the software, we didn't quite understand much about it. So now we're way further ahead. So that's totally inside baseball and not interesting to anyone except for me and Garen. So the problem that CouchDB solves is a very similar problem that Git solves for developers, but on a database level. So with Git, you have your local checkout and a centralized like code hosting service like GitHub or Bitbucket, and then there's a CI server that runs your tests and a production system and the test system. And with Git, you can push code back and forth between all these locations. And that make like open source very productive, and it's obviously a good thing. I don't have to explain to anyone how this works. CouchDB is in concept very similar, but it's the same concept, but for your database or your data that you can have anywhere you like. One of the easier solutions, say, or like scenarios is you have an office in Johannesburg and one in Berlin. And now there's an app running on top of Couch. And now I could be using that app in Johannesburg, but then for every request that I want to make, I have to take the 200 millisecond round trip to Johannesburg and back. And that kind of takes a long time. So instead, I could replicate, that's what we call it in CouchDB, the whole database to Berlin, have the app running here, and always have local access to the data, while at the same time keeping a replication open to Johannesburg. So any changes that, for example, Garen makes in the app, I see almost instantly here, and vice versa. And we can add more locations all over the world. And that goes all the way down to a situation where I have a mobile phone or a browser on a mobile device where I use CouchDB, or in this case, PouchDB, which we'll get into later, where I have an app that runs on my phone. And you all know this when you start to use public transit, for example, a subway, where your internet connection goes really bad, or you get on a plane where there's no Indiegogo, and your apps stop working, and it's really frustrating. With CouchDB and PouchDB and a bunch of other projects, you can build applications that work anywhere all the time, but they can still replicate and synchronize all your data when you have an internet connection. When you don't want to use Git as a metaphor, if you think of IMAP and how email works, you can always write emails when you use IMAP, right? But you know they only ever get sent when you get back online on a Wi-Fi or wherever. And with CouchDB Core replication technology, you can make any app work that way. So you can always work offline, but it also works when you have an internet connection, and then everything gets synced around. So that's the core of why CouchDB is important or relevant in today's ecosystem of data storage systems.
Yeah, and I was just going to ask, what makes this special? I mean, there's a lot of document storage systems out there. What are the key features of Couch that make it unique?
Well, starting out, maybe we were one of the first ones to popularize the idea of having JSON-based document storage. Now everybody else thinks that's a good idea. Like MySQL and Postgres now have JSON storage as well. Of course, there's MongoDB and a bunch of others. So on the one hand, we're kind of trailblazing. Oh, we're trailblazing back then. Other core features are all the programming bits that you want to do with the database are done in JavaScript. So it's really easy to learn for a lot of web developers. The main application interface is HTTP, so you don't need any drivers to talk to Couch. You can just use a browser or curl or any HTTP library that comes with any programming language to use it. And then, yeah, of course, the replication that I mentioned, and a bit of an ecosystem of like family projects. One is called PouchDB. It's a JavaScript implementation, runs in the browser. Garen can talk about that a little bit more later. That all implement this replication protocol. So these data sync scenarios that I mentioned earlier, they can be made to work in a lot of different environments with that.